Welcome to Ebony Spectrum, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org.
At this point in time, I would like to introduce Baba Akili. He will be representing the IBW board. He will also be representing Black Lives Matter Grassroots, and he'll also have a letter to read from the family of Malcolm X.
Welcome, and thank you all so much for this particular honor. For me and my household, it is said that I may not remember my children's birthday, but I always remember Malcolm's birthday. And Malcolm and I shared something together. We both came into enlightenment and consciousness as we were locked up. We both changed our lives when we got out. So it's particularly important and special to me. And I want to thank the chair of the board and the president of the Institute of the Black World, Ron Daniels, for allowing this. I'm going to read to you this letter, a moving letter, a letter that I think communicates and shares the thought and the appreciation. On April 14th, 2025, dear Dr. Ron Daniels, I extend my deepest gratitude for your unwavering advocacy on behalf of the work of my family and for the meaningful tribute you have organized in honor of my grandmother, Miss Louise Louise Little. The delegation you and IBW 21st Century assembled to journey to the birthplace, to the countryside in Grenada, West Indies, embodies the spirit, the humanity, and responsibility that has long guided our family. As I expressed at Mother AME Zion Church 14 years ago in 2011, I remain proudly thankful for the unwavering commitment to the cause of both civil and human rights. Please be advised that I wholeheartedly support the pilgrimage and the devotion and the reverence that it brings. I commend every member of the delegation for the time, the energy, and the love that you bring to this country and to the people. May your travels be safe and impactful, and may the people of Grenada continue to thrive and grow strength in their enduring pursuit of freedom and justice. Lastly, may our Lord of the worlds continue to guide and bless you all. With love and appreciation, Dr. Ileana Chavez, Board Chairwoman, Malcolm X, and Dr. Betty Chavez Memorial and Education Center. Thank you.
And the last of our solidarity statements, I would like to introduce Mr. David Abdullah. He's a political leader, Movement for Social Justice member, and a regional executive committee, and the Assembly of Caribbean People of Trinidad and Tobago. Mr. Abdullah.
Thank you very much, Sister Pauline. All protocols previously observed. Sisters and brothers, good afternoon. Not hearing you. Good afternoon. It's a great afternoon, isn't it? When we could be here on this particular spot to remember and honor a woman of this soil, Louise Langdon Little. And of course, we remember through her son Malcolm, whose birthday will be on Monday. Centennial of his birthday would be Monday. I want to leave you with just two words that I ask you to remember. The first one is history. History, because if we don't know where we have come from, we can't understand where we are today. And we sure will not know where we are going tomorrow. And one of the problems of Caribbean societies is that the colonial education system never taught us our real history, which is the history of ordinary working people who fought, gave their lives, struggled, sacrificed to make this Caribbean a civilization of which we can all be proud. because we can truly be proud of the tremendous people who we in the Caribbean have produced, one of them who we honor today. And one of the things that we have to break, we have to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery and change our education system so we understand and know our true history. The second word is solidarity. Now, I know about solidarity because I was an officer of the Oilfields Workers Trade Union in Trinidad and Tobago for 39 years. The union, that union, would not have started without someone called Tubal Uriah Buzz Butler, who was from where? I hear you, Grenada. But of course, Trinidad and Tobago, we claimed him as our national hero too. And one of my comrades said, if you want to see Grenada and St. Vincent, start at the bottom of Lavanty Hill and go up the road. Or start in Point and come through Labre and head to Faizabad and Palsic. All the Grenadians understand what I'm talking about, not so? Right. And I came up the hill, I met a brother, he said his name was Leslie. And Leslie from Point, I went to UWE with him. So, solidarity is important. And what this is about with the delegation that Brother Ron Daniels brought is demonstrating solidarity in a real way, not just with talk, but with action. And we in Trinidad and Tobago and the Oilfields Workers Trade Union, and I'm just giving us a solidarity message. I will not say all the things we did in solidarity with the Grenadian Revolution, with Morris and everybody else. So I want us to say that we must not try to fight our battles individually by ourselves. Let us come together because we are stronger when we are together. And that means solidarity. So in the words of my former friend and comrade, and words that we use in the trade union movement and our political movement every time we end our speech, I say, forward ever, backward never, forward ever, backward never, forward ever, backward never. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So we have come to one of my favorite parts in the program. We're going to have some artistic cultural dedication. And I want to introduce some friends of the organization. We're going to have gracing the stage, La Boucan Creative Center and Lion Pride Percussions. Can we please put our hands together for our amazing artists, creators, who leap to be in community with us. We really appreciate them. So thank you all for being here today.
Prophets, while we stand aside. say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help me say?
Good afternoon to everyone. It's a pleasure to see all you beautiful black people here. Yeah? You're beautiful? You believe you're beautiful? No, I'm trying all the movement like, beautiful black people, good afternoon.
Send a helping hand for the country. The man is no
connection. Too many loopholes in Babylon's system. Can you tell me when will it end? How many more die must carry this load? How many more die before we track down Zion's door? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? Lovely. Well, we know that Louise Little Langdon, she was a fighter. We know that Malcolm was a fighter, he was a soldier. And we know that all of us are soldiers and fighters in the universal struggle for the improvement of the black situation. So this one is from another fighter. I'm sure we all know him, his name is Bob Marley. I'm sure you all know this song too, so feel free to sing along. Ready? International morality.
ladies and gentlemen.
Could my handy dandy unveiling assistants please help me to the to my right, to your left? So the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, understanding the importance of the history and the legacy and the sacredness of this land, for Louise Langdon Little, will be donating to the family and to the Malcolm X Family Foundation here in Grenada a monument in the honor of Louise Langdon Little. So today what we would like to do is to temporarily mark this place, mark this sacred land, by unveiling a billboard that will be a representation, a minor representation of the monument we plan to put here. So on the count of three, we'll have the unveiling, and then I will have the distinct pleasure of introducing one of my favorite sacred people in the world to bless the monument, the space, and all of us here. All right, let's go. Y'all ready? Three, two, one, let's go. Thank you guys so much. Can we have a round of applause for our cultural accompanists? They are remarkable. Can we put our hands together for them one more time? So the billboard that you're seeing here, it's just positioned here temporarily so everyone can see it, but it will be moved to where the tent is, so it will be visible from the road, right? This is sacred land, this is private land. But we're going to mark it in a way that whoever passes here knows the importance and the history of this space. All right. So I would now like to pass the mic, because I know Father Hugh is on the ground among the people type of religious and spiritual leader. He hails from
P.T. Martinique.
P.T. Martinique, right? Rooted deep in culture and history himself. And one of the themes of this weekend that emerged in many of the conversation was the importance of leading with vulnerability and how vulnerability is a beautiful strength and it allows us to connect with each other. One of the things that I admire about Father Hugh is that he is not scared to lead from his vulnerability, to lead from his humanity, even as a man of faith. And that is a great example for me as a young woman or youth in the church. We really appreciate all what you do. Thank you for being here. Thank you for answering the call, as always, and I will pass it to you.
Thank you, Sister Paulin, and good afternoon to everyone. I'm going to wear a stole from Mother Africa, and specifically from Ghana, gifted to me a few months ago. So I pray, God of our ancestors, God of yesterday, God of today, God of tomorrow, we invite your presence here this afternoon as we honor your daughter, our sister, our mother, Louise Langdon Little. She was, and she is for us, a pillar of wisdom, of courage, and of black pride. She was born from a legacy of survival and resistance. She was not yet here on this very ground in freedom's light. And out of a very womb, Lord, you brought forth Malcolm X, your son, our brother, whose life was founded on justice, a foundational principle of God. Lord, our ancestors have fought, have preached, have toiled, have shed blood for the gift of freedom. And today we stand here to honor them and to thank them and to remember them. May this monument that will be erected on this spot, on this ground, this sacred ground, may not only be a monument made of stone and wood, but maybe be a seed. May it be a fire that will burn in our hearts and minds, that we will never grow tired and weary of fighting for freedom, for breaking new forms of ways of which we are colonized. And Lord, in all aspects of ways of which we are oppressed, oh God, we pray as black people that we will have the courage and the zeal to not remain quiet, but stand and let our voice be heard. And may we not be afraid for what our ancestors have started, we're invited today to continue. And so we ask you to open the heavens, and may your many blessings fall down upon this place, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh Lord, kumbaya. And the people of God say, amen. And the people of God say, and the people of God say, may God bless you.
Thank you so much, Father Hugh. At this point in time, he has been acknowledged many times. We are grateful for him being here with us. His legacy is great, but he is also great. There are not enough words to do him justice, but I would like to invite Dr. Julius Garvey to make some comments. Thank you for your life, your history, your legacy, your dedicated work. Thank you for the work of your father, working to honor his history and his legacy. We are so blessed to have you here. Thank you for coming to Grenada finally. So I'll pass you the mic now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's indeed a pleasure and an honor for me to be here and to be in Grenada and to be part of this delegation. I think you've heard the width of the Pan-Africanism of the delegation that's here, so I won't repeat it. But I do think we have lessons to learn, historical lessons, educational lessons, to learn from the life of Louise Langdon Little. She's a Grenadian. And she represents the Caribbean in terms of who she was, what she had to do to survive. Slavery ended in the Caribbean somewhere around 1838. We can say 1834, we can say 1838. But of course, there was no reparation for the slaves. It was the slave masters who got reparations. So the slaves and the children of the slaves had no land and had nothing with which to start life. So many had to emigrate to find work and to make a living. My father did. Louise Langdon did. And she went through Canada. She ended up in Nebraska, and she ended up with Mr. Little. She ended up in the organization of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League. In other words, she was one of those revolutionary Africans that came out of the Caribbean and joined revolutionary Africans in America to continue the revolution, because we were in revolution from the time we left Mother Africa. We have been revolting from the time we were kidnapped from Mother Africa. And she gave birth to a fantastic revolutionary who carried on the work of the revolutionaries of the previous generation. Malcolm not only carried on the revolution, he helped to shape it, and he gave his life for it. That was not the end of the revolution. As Malcolm said, the revolution was not going to be televised. And the revolution has continued. And it continued here in this country with Maurice Bishop. And the revolution arrived, and the revolution was crushed. And it was crushed internally, and it was crushed externally by Reagan. But we're still in a time of revolution. Now we have Traore in Burkina Faso with another aspect of the revolution. But we see that the enemies of the revolution are alive and well. But this time we know that the revolution cannot be crushed, because history is on our side. And none of them can stop the time. Isn't that what one of our cultural heroes told us in Redemption Song? It's important for us. I want to take a moment to say something about our cultural heroes, because our cultural heroes are the ones that take the revolution to the people and help us to popularize the revolution, as Bob Marley did with Redemption Song. And he took the words of my father in a speech in Halifax, Nova Scotia in 1937, when he said, he told us that we must liberate our minds from mental slavery. Brother Bob took that and made that into Redemption Song. Kim Poole today exemplifies what our cultural heroes have to do to carry the story, to tell the history, and to continue to teach. And that's why we are here today, to carry on the revolution. And somebody said earlier on, what's the takeaway? What's the charge? The charge is to continue the revolution. It cannot stop. We are in continuous revolution because we have not achieved our goal. Our goal is the liberty and freedom of our people, freedom from interference, freedom from direction by others, freedom to be ourselves, and freedom to institute African humanism as the new paradigm for the 21st century. So every day is Revolution Day. And every day when you wake up, you have to understand that you're an African. Every day that you wake up, you're not just a Grenadian. No, you're an African. You're not just from Brooklyn. No, you're an African from Brooklyn. You're not just from Africa. You're an African from Africa. You're not just Nigerian. Okay, you're an African. So that's the key to the revolution. We have to know we're Africans. We have to know, therefore, that we're one people. And we have to know, therefore, that we have to be united. United, we're strong. Divided, we're weak. United, we can conquer. Divided, the revolution will fail once again. So I'm indeed pleased to be here with IBW and the delegation. This is a revolutionary step. It's a revolutionary moment as we honor one of our ancestors. And we make Grenada proud in honoring one of our ancestors. So I say, Brother Ron, thank you for what you're doing. You're a true revolutionary. You're carrying the revolution forward. And certainly we are here with Brother Ron, right? Absolutely. So I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to make a long speech. I want to say that how pleased I am to be part of the revolution, to be continuing not something that my father started, but something that my father was a part of, something that Louis Little was a part of, something that Malcolm X was a part of, something that Maurice Bishop was a part of, and something that we are all a part of. And it is our duty to carry the revolution forward. One God, one aim, one destiny, one love.
Thank you so much. Can we put our hands together for Dr. Garvey? At this point in time, we'd like to do a special presentation. So I'd like to call Dr. Daniels to the stage. And where's Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson, sharing of the land as always. Mr. Wilson, can you grace us on the stage for a second, please? Thank you.
Can I use one of these lights? Yeah. Hey, on. All right, let's give it up again for Dr. Julius Garvey. Let's give it up again. A rousing round of applause for the son of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Dr. Julius Garvey. All right, brothers and sisters, we are about to conclude the program. But before we do, it is vitally important that we continue to recognize this humble man who had the audacity and the courage and the vision to say, I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around as we might stay in the States. I'm gonna remember the legacy of Malcolm X. I'm going to remember the legacy of Louise Langdon Little as one of my relatives to make sure that the notion and the idea that Malcolm and his mother have roots right here in Grenada never, ever dies. And that person is none other than Mr. Terrence Wilson. And so, Mr. Wilson, on behalf of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, we thought it fit on this occasion to present you with one of our highest awards, the Pan African Service Award. And this award reads, Pan African Service Award presented to Terrence Wilson for his vision and tireless dedication to honoring Malcolm X by uplifting the legacy of his mother, Louise Langdon Little, as Grenada's gift to the black world. This is an award to you, Mr. Wilson.
Good afternoon. I am most grateful to the Black World and all the organizations here who are supporting me in this endeavor here, and giving me this honor, which I accept on the behalf of family and every Pan-Africanist-minded person that we are fighting to keep the struggles alive. We are fighting for sovereignty worldwide in Grenada, Africa, wherever the problem is. We are fighting for sovereignty I want to say thank you so much. Words would fail me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, just, oh, I thought that's what I want to do. That's why I want to get caught in.
All right, well, has it been a great occasion? Has it been a great occasion? Will I get the final word before the benediction? And on behalf of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, I just want to provide a little context in terms of why we came here on this day. And let me just say, I have to just remember those who came before and looked at this space. There was nothing here but a field. Weeds. It was a birthplace, yes. But we want to thank all of the people, Pauline in particular, and all the people who got all of this leveled off and the tents and everything to make the ceremony beautiful. Give them a big round of applause, please. It is, you would not, you have to see the before and after, because this is really, really beautiful. And the monument is only beginning. This is a poster. This is a billboard. This is just the beginning of marking this site in a way that we think will one day become a cultural, historical site that people from all over the world will come to this site. And it will not only benefit all of us universally in the Pan-African world, it will also benefit the village of the Dig and all of the people who gave birth to Louise Langdon Little. Let me just say quickly that we have come to this place, the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, because we see hope in Grenada. We've come to this place because of the spirit of the Grenada Revolution. We have come to this place because of the spirit of Maurice Bishop. And for a moment, we were hesitant to come back because as a young radical, a young Pan-Africanist, I was inspired by the Grenada Revolution. Black people all over the world were inspired by you here in Grenada. But when the Grenada Revolution imploded and exploded, whatever happened to it, it was a great pain. But they say joy and bomb comes in the morning. And so on October 19, 2023, when Prime Minister Deacon Mitchell lifted the veil, decided to begin the healing process, and declared October 19th All Heroes Day, and uplifted Maurice Bishop and all those who were martyred, we came back with great celebration and great pride. And we not only came out of sentimentality, we came with the conviction that if you would permit us to join hands with you, that we want to work with you to see that Grenada rises one more time to be at the forefront, not only of building a people-based democracy here in Grenada, but the kind of society that the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey envisioned. And indeed, even Martin Luther King, when he talked about a revolution of values that produces a people-oriented society, not a thing-oriented society, so that we, not only in this society, will be inspired and can participate, but you will be at the forefront of inspiring people of African descent all over the world. And so what we did today and what we've attempted to do today is a part of a Grenada Action Agenda that talks about, among other things, helping to find out where the remains are of Maurice Bishop. What did the United States of America do with it? We demand that those remains be returned, that there be a decent burial, that there be closure, that we work with you in terms of economic development, that we work with you in terms of educational development, And yes, in terms of continuing to work with these magnificent artists and activists, in terms of being at the forefront of a social revolution to change not only Grenada, but the world. So that is the context that brought us here today. We didn't just come out of sentimentality. We didn't just come because we could have come other places, but we came to this place and this spot to make it sacred ground and sacred soil as a part of a broader agenda that would help to inspire the world to be a much better place. And so we know that the spirit of Louise Langdon Little lives. We know that the spirit of Elhaj Malik Omowale, our black drowning prince, lives. We know that the spirit of Maurice Bishop lives. We know that when we see all of these beautiful people here, that as Marcus Garvey said, look for me in the whirlwind and in the storm. He said that you cannot, in effect, kill me, because I will come generation after generation. I will keep coming, and you keep coming. As Maya Angelou said, strong women and men keep coming. And that is what we see today. So we say in that regard, long live Louise Langdon Little. Long live Louise Langdon Little. Long live Malcolm X. Long live Malcolm X. Long live Maurice Bishop. Long live the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Long live Marcus Garvey. Up you mighty race, you can accomplish what you will. Up you mighty race, we can accomplish what we will. Up you mighty race, we can accomplish what we will.
Thank you so much, Dr. Daniels. And since you put Mr. Wilson on the spot, we're about to put you on the spot. So can you join me here for a second? For decades, your insightful analysis, strategic guidance, and unwavering commitment have been instrumental in advancing the cause of Pan-Africanism and in the challenging the persistent realities of racial injustice. Your work has not only shaped critical conversations, but has also galvanized action and empowering communities to strive for a more just and equitable world. We recognize and deeply value your sacrifices and the profound impact of your service. Your legacy of leadership undoubtedly continues to inspire future generations to carry forward the vital work you have so passionately championed. So with deep appreciation, the Institute of the Black World 21st Century presents this award to the long distance runner for justice or fearless leader, Dr. Ron Daniels. He did not know this was coming, people. I was plotting all week.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Get the next one. Okay, I'm not done plotting yet. One of the things we spoke about is the importance of remembering that even if we have been disconnected as Black people, there's so many opportunities of reconnection, right? And some of the women last night asked, how do we connect with each other in our own communities? What can we do? And Karen said it starts at hello, right? And sometimes it just starts with just saying hi to someone and being responsive to the call. So when we were coming to Grenada, there were some people who were very much responsive to the call, and they joined us to help bring this work forward, to help lift up the history and the legacy, to help strengthen our pride as Grenadians, to help us know that in the larger scape, in the larger world, like the senator says, Grenada packs a punch. And so all the representatives from the Ministry of Tourism, the creative economy, and culture, can you all please join me on the stage, if anyone is still here? Can you all please join me to receive this award on behalf of the organization? We really do appreciate you being in community with us. I see Suzanne coming up, so come on up. Let's put our hands together. Here comes Mr. Kelvin Jacob. They as well did not know, and Louis, you're presented. Thank you. Yeah. Georgia. Sorry to call you out, sis. Thank you so much for being in community with us, and we wanted to give you all something that you can add to your collection. We really appreciate all that you have done, and we appreciate continued community. Also, when we were first coming to Grenada, we wanted to find an organization that was really a pillar of Grenadian history and culture. And so we could not think of a better example of a family so rich and deep in the history and legacy. So to Mrs. Ann Peters, Mr. Francis Urias Peters, I would like to invite everyone from the Labukayan Creative Center to please join us on stage as we present this award to Zalika. Thank you for being an example of passing the baton and torch to the future generation. And thank you for being a capable, strong, beautiful, amazing woman that I have met. And I'm so proud of everything that you do. And I know that this, it's okay. We appreciate you and we thank you so much. We thank all of you. And can you all just join her on stage, please, and just join her in community. All right. Okay. One more to go. One more to go. It is very important to continue, like I said, acknowledging the importance of a history and a culture, especially our culture, right? It is the deep fabric that makes the distinction, that makes us who we are as Grenadian people. And so when we see that there are amazing artists and creatives that sink themselves deep into expressing the importance of our culture and strengthening our culture by dedicating their craft to that, it is so important for them to be recognized and acknowledged. So can all the drummers from Lion Pride Percussions, Kevin, the creative director of Lion Pride Percussions, who joined us in community, who did not ask any questions, we want to present you all also with an award. Can every one of you please come on stage? We appreciate you dearly. You guys are amazing, and we are giving you your flowers here today. Thank you guys so much for being here, for answering the call to culture always. We truly appreciate you guys. Can we put our hands together? Thank y'all. Okay, guys, we're about to do the benediction, but before I do that, I'm going to quickly just run through some people we want to thank. Of course, we thank the Ministry of Culture. We also want to thank the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And I hope this shows us of the strength of our Grenadian community. So specifically for the clearing of the land, I would like to thank my dear family friend, J. Mac Bobcart Backhoe and Trucking Services. Thank you so much. This is him right here. He's the one that cleared and excavated the land for me. I know I was driving him crazy, but he took good care of me. Thank you so much for always showing up. Also, Mikey. I know you didn't expect this, but thank you so much. He was my old schoolmate, and he jumped on the call as well. To Dwight and Creative Chef, to Miss Ellen Bishop Spielman and the Morris Bishop Institute, to Miss Valma Jessamy for hosting us, to Akira, Giselle, Brenda, Carid, Uncle Gordon, who came out of retirement to survey the land with me. I truly appreciate you. Thank you for being here today. To Raheem Peters. Raheem, where are you? He's the one that's responsible for the beautiful paintings that we're seeing today. So we want to give him his flowers as well. To Kalisha and Kizi that came on the site and I just put you to work and you jumped in, and to all the other guys that jumped in to help. We really appreciate you all as well. And last but not least, Paco, where are they? Come true. Come true. Thank you for answering my late night calls, my 3 o'clock in the morning calls, my, come on, man, we go figure it out. Thank you for being that person that showed up for me. I am not present here on the ground, but you made sure that everything was taken care of. He was responsible for helping me with the site, so I just want to lift him up. Thank you guys so much again. Let's put our hands together for everybody. And I would like to welcome Reverend Dylan to do the benediction, and then we'll have the closing acts by our creatives. Thank you guys.
Grenada, come on, let's put our hands together if you're feeling good. Come on, everybody, put your hands together if you're feeling good. Wow, what an awesome, awesome, awesome day this is. If I could just quickly, with everybody's attention, if I could just quickly reflect on a scripture as we close. And that is Peter saying to his colleagues, it is good for us to be here. So let us build three tabernacles. I am saying to us, Grenada, that it is good for us to be here. Let us build one monument. Come on, put your hands together if you're with me. We're determined that a monument must be erected on this site, at this location. This is sacred ground. And let me tell you something. Some of us had challenges getting here. I love the word of Frederick Douglass. Without struggle, there can be no progress. Come on, put your hands together if you believe that. And so, despite the challenges, despite the struggles, we are determined that there will be progress because this ground is sacred. Now, if I could put this in context, we thank God that He is the Master, He's the Creator, and God has always instructed His people, stage by stage, in every layer of accomplishment, He have instructed them to build monument. And I need us to understand that there can never be a strong monument in the absence of the Master. And there cannot be a strong movement in the absence of the monument. So if we want to take this movement to the next level, we want to move our people forward globally, it is important.
To the Jazz Corner, WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org.